Mishnah says in Daf Tzadigim Beis that Zeva Echad Eina Eino Shnei Zvayim is an Einus. Bidarmer B'Shas Mishach Zvayim Af Zeva Echad is an Einus. And it goes on to say that Halistim Har is Einus. Listim is considered Einus. Now, what does this mean? Rashi says Demaschol Halistim Halistim Garsinon B'Chad Listim Kamar. The Gersa should be Halistim, and we're talking about one Listim, not two Listim. So Rashi clearly is trying to say that don't learn the Mishnah talking about two people. Even one person is an Einus. That's what we see from the Gemara Buki Gavro. But the question is, what does Rashi mean over here? He's telling us to be garis one thing and not a different thing. It's not so clear what we should be garis, what we shouldn't be garis. What are the two options over here to be garis? He just says, Halistim garsinan, mechalistim kamar. What would be the other girsa that Rashi is coming lafuki from over here? So in order to understand what Rashi means, we have to take a look in the Sefer HaTishbi. Sefer HaTishbi is written by one of the earlier Achrayim, the 1400s of Eliyahu Bachur. And it's one of the Sezdikas Svarim of understanding words in Shas and Chazal in Tanakh. What are the meaning of words? It's almost like an encyclopedia that he wrote. And it's very makubal. Many of the Acharim are Seymach on what the Tishbi wrote in order to understand how to touch up words. And Imamish goes through all the different words, Keseder Aleph Beis. And in Islam, and he has a entry about Listim. And listim is something which there's a mavucha about in Shas. Whenever you have listim, is the girsa listim, is it listis? Does it mean one? Does it mean two? It's something which is not so clear. So I'll just read to you what he writes over there in the Sefer HaTishbi. He says, listis, v'lashon yavon karen legazon listis. In Greek, a gazon is called a listis. V'chein b'divra abesin v'zichonim levracha, listis mezuyan. And it's something you have all over, it's called a listis. That's the that means a gazon. And then he says, v'lashon rabim hi pilu hasamach achreina, ba'amrim ba'olav listin l'tapsoi. But he says when Chazal referred to Rabbim, Lashon Rabbim of Listim, then we no longer call it a Listis, where we drop the last Samach, and instead we put a end of Nun, and it's called a Listim. So it's very clear that he's differentiating. When you're talking about one Gazan, it's called a Listis with a Samach. When you're talking about Rabbim, more than one, then it's Listim with a Mem or a Nun. And why do we do that? So he says that we also find this by other Greek words like apotropos. If it's talking about a lashon yachid, it's apotropos with a samach at the end. If it's lashon rabim, it's apotropin with a nun or a mem. So he says, "V'nir li l'fisha samach achrena einam in a yisaid raki nosefes b'saif rei v'shemes lashon yavin v'rei mi kagan alexandros v'demayim." So he says the reason is because the samach over here is not really part of the word. A lot of Greek words they add a samach like alexandros, even though it's only Alexander. So listem, he's saying really the shayish is really list. And for some reason, they add a samach, it's just something normal in Greek. And therefore, when it becomes Lashon Rabbim, you drop the samach, and instead of being listis, it becomes listim. So that's Mavur Midvarav, that the that listis is Lashon Yachid, listim is Lashon Rabbim. And now, getting back to Rashi over here, so the Mishnah, the way we have it in the Mishnah, it says halistim, which lefi the Tishbi would mean we're talking about Rabbim, we're talking about two. So Rashi, who's saying that we're talking about one and not two, Luchar is trying to say that the proper gears over here should be listis and not listim. That is l'chayr what Rashi is saying. The problem is, if you look at Rashi, that doesn't really fit in, because the Dibur Maskon Rashi is halistim, and then Rashi says on that, halistim garsinon b'chad listis ka'amar. So Rashi, the proper gears is listim, because it's only one listis. So Mimanushach, if Rashi is saying there's only one, then the gears should be listis, not listim. Why is Rashi saying halistim garsinon if it's only one? So l'chayr, the Rashi doesn't read l'fi this. So it would seem that the proper gears in Rashi is not the way we have it. The Yosef should be, the Dibur Maskel should be halistis with the samach, and then that Rashi says halistis garsinon b'chad listis kamar. So in other words, Rashi saw that there's some gersas in the Mishnah that had listim with the mem. So it's like Rashi, no, that's not the Yosef. The Yosef should be halistis with the samach b'chad listis kamar. It's only one listis, and that's good what Rashi is saying. And I saw talking in the old Gemaras, many old Tfusim, they talk have it like that. That the Dibur Maskel and Rashi is halistis. And he says, Halistis Garsinon, the Halistis Ka'amar, Lafuki, from the Gersa that we have in the Mishnayos, which is Halistim with the Mem. Rashi is saying, no, don't be Gars with the Mem, because that means two. But in the Gemara's Mavur, that it's one, not two. So therefore, it's like Rashi, the proper Gersa should be Listis, not Listim. So even though all over Shas, you might have the Gersa Listim, because we're talking about more than one Gazan, but over here, when specifically talking about ones, like Rashi, the Gersa should be Listis, and not Listim. Now, it's interesting that in the, on the Sefer HaTishbi, there's Haggais, and many Achrenim, and Bishai Pick has Haggais on the Sefer Tishbi, and he asks on the Tishbi, he says, when the Tishbi says that a Gazan one is called Listis, he says, Da, b'chol ha-makemes, ha-mishnah, b'gemar, l'matzasi, v'samach, ela listim b'mem. He says, on all of our Shas, we only find it with a samach, with a mem, not with a samach. That's a kasha he's asking on the Tishbi, which I don't know if is such a kasha, because maybe normally listim taka means lashon rabim, so it has it with a mem. But then he brings our Mishnah over here, says, a Mishnah, but Metziah, ha-listim, kasa v'ashi, ha-listim, garsinim, v'chad listim, Tami Dereza Einus. So he brings our Rashi, and the way he's garsing Rashi is that Rashi is saying to be garis listum, v'chad listum kamar, which is an Einus. So lefi him, Rashi in both Dibur Maskil and in the Pirush of Rashi has listum with a mem, which again, l'char tzarichian. And what is Rashi saying? What is he adding on to the Mishnah? If he's saying a song about one, Rashi should really say listis, not listim, which is the way the Gersa is in some of the older Gemaras. It could be B'shai Pik understood Rashi that the chilik is whether listim has a yud or not. That listim with a yud is Lashon Rabim, listim without a yud, maybe read it listam, is Lashon Yachin. And that's how he's understanding Rashi, that Rashi is saying ha listim gersinon without a yud. Why? Because chad listim kamar, because we're talking about one listim and not two. So maybe that's another way of reading Rashi, but the way we have in many Gemaras, lefanenu, that the Dibur Maskil Rashi is listim with a mem, and then Rashi says halistim gersinim because chad listis ka'amar, that is a chayt sarachin because manushak either be gers listim or listis. But why would Rashi be going back and forth unless Rashi is saying that listim without a yud can mean lashon yachid, and then he's saying that chad listis ka'amar, Rashi is speaking in his lashon or the way Chazal sometimes use it, but he's masking that over here would be listim without a yud, which can also be lashon yachid. So either way, it doesn't read so well, so that's why I think the pashas would be that Rashi is saying halistis garsinan with a samach, because halistis kamar, and that would work out well if he the mahalach of the Tishbi.